It's the StoryCorps podcast. I'm Michael Garofalo, a producer here at StoryCorps, and I'm sitting with Nadia Raymond, another producer. Hi, Nadia.
Hey, Michael.
So you're going to share a story now that comes from our Out Loud initiative, which is collecting stories from the LGBTQ community across the country. So where in the country did this one come from?
This one came from St. Louis, Missouri. Our mobile booth was recently there, and it's Shane Fairchild who came in to remember his wife, Blue.
So tell me a little bit about Shane and Blue.
Okay, so Shane is a transgender man, and he was married to Blue, who was a transgender woman. She transitioned later in life around the time that she was 54, and they were together for a number of years until she died of lung cancer in April of 2013. Shane really wanted to use his interview to pay tribute to her, so he came in with a friend to talk about Blue.
Blue was 6 foot tall, weighed about 230 pounds, had red hair and brown eyes, had been a trucker all of her life. So she was very rough around the edges. If I'd get to drinking and I'd get a little redneck and I'd get in somebody's face, Miss Blue would step in. And I'd be like, really? I don't need you to take up for me. She's like, yes, you do. Shut up and sit down. She'd also been a biker. Blue was in an all-male motorcycle club, and they had never had a woman ever. So Blue was the first.
So the way that I know you is you and Blue were sort of the mama and the papa of the trans community. Did you and Blue intentionally do that?
Well, Blue was having problems. Her sisters weren't accepting her. Her son wasn't. And then when her grandchild was born, they wouldn't let her see the grandbaby. So yeah, I think it was a lot to do with what Blue was feeling.
I saw so many people coming to your home, trans folks, when your Blue was home and she was dying.
The day that she died, she had been comatose the whole day, and she kept fighting for every breath. And then it dawned on me 3 days before, she was on the couch watching TV, and she started crying. And I said, baby, what's the matter? And she said, I promised you when we got together I'd never leave you. Not even death was going to take me. And I thought, is that why she's fighting so hard? And so I whispered in her ear, you're really not leaving me. I know that. And she took one easy breath and was gone.
I love that her motorcycle was right up there by the casket.
What she wanted was to be embalmed and set on her motorcycle. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that.
She was dressed how she wanted to be dressed.
She had her T-shirt on that said, you never seen a motorcycle parked outside a psychiatrist's office. She had her combat boots on. So, yeah, she was good. She's the only person I ever met that ever treated me like I was me. You know, they say there's always that one person, your soulmate. And I think Blue was mine. I really do.
That was Shane Fairchild remembering his wife, Blue, with their friend, Sayer.
And they recorded that interview in St. Louis, Missouri, at our mobile booth.
Yeah.
So Blue sounds like a really tough lady.
Yeah, she's definitely someone you wanted on your side. One of the stories that Shane tells during his interview was that Blue used to make him always ride in the back of the motorcycle. In motorcycle culture, if you ride in the back, you are responsible for cleaning it and making it pretty. And every time he'd be like, I'm not doing that. And he said that after she died, he took out her motorcycle and was washing it and polishing it. And then he looked up at the sky and he was like, I bet she's looking down at me right now laughing, going, I told you you were going to clean my motorcycle someday. And after you see photos of Blue, there is no doubt that that is exactly what Blue is doing.
Yeah, I want to see photos of Blue because I listen to this story and I get such a vivid picture, but I need to see what she looks like.
You can see photos of Blue and Shane on our website, and she looks amazing.
If you want to see those photos, head over to storycorps.org, and you can also find out where our mobile booth will be next. If it's coming to you, make an appointment and interview somebody you love. For the StoryCorps podcast, this has been Michael Garofalo.
And I'm Nadia Raymond.
Thanks for listening.